And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 74 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, and your forecast for today is calling for it to be partly sunny with a slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 89. In area news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet tonight at the high school during the work session, which begins at 7:30. The board will discuss several matters, among them school improvement plans, a review of programs at the Cass County Educational Opportunity Center, or CCEOC, and the Link Center, a review of the SAM, or School Administration Management Program, and board and superintendent goals. That meeting takes place in the high school media center. In news from over the weekend, two teenaged girls died and a male teenager was injured during a collision early Saturday morning on the Sac-Carroll County line. Officials say that 16-year-olds Bailey Jacobson and Lindsay Quick, both of Wall Lake, died in the crash. Jacobson was driving a 2009 Chevy Impala that was hit by a 1996 Dodge Ram pickup, driven by 17-year-old Trevor Fiotto of Lakeview. Fiotto was injured and transported to the hospital. The accident happened at around 1:15 a.m. Saturday at the intersection of 100th Street and Birch Avenue in Carroll County, or 400th Street and Otter Avenue in Sac County. Officers arriving on the scene found the pickup truck on its side in the north ditch, while the Impala, which was occupied by the two females, came to rest in a soybean field on the northwest side of the intersection. An investigation determined the Impala, driven by Jacobson, was traveling north on Birch Avenue, while the pickup was traveling west on 400th Street. The pickup struck the passenger side of the Impala, causing the vehicles to skid in opposite ditches. The accident remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol, the Sac and Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Two people were arrested on separate charges Saturday night. Deputies in Montgomery County say that 41-year-old Jason Eugene Steiner of Villisca was arrested at around 9 p.m. Steiner was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. The warrant was the result of an incident that happened on August 17th. Steiner was turned over to Adams County authorities and held on $2,000 bond in the Adams County jail. And at around 7 p.m. Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 31-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson of Red Oak. His arrest followed a call about an alleged violation of a no-trespass order. When officers arrived, they found Nelson inside the residence and determined there was a valid no-trespass order filed against Nelson by the owner of the residence last April. Nelson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail on the trespass charge and held on $300 cash bond. Police in Creston report five people were arrested over the weekend on separate charges. Early Sunday morning, 55-year-old Andrew Lewis Carney of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, or LEC, on a charge of OWI second offense and two counts of child endangerment. He was later released on $2,000 bond. 24-year-old Matthew John Buchanan of Creston was arrested at around 1:10 a.m. Sunday for driving while suspended and eluding. He was later released on $1,000 bond. At around 4:10 a.m. Sunday, 23-year-old Jacob Troy Eyeshide of Waukee was arrested at the Union County Jail on a charge of OWI first offense. He was also later released on $1,000 bond. This past Saturday, 32-year-old Jason Donald Willie of Creston was arrested at the Union County LEC on a warrant for a probation violation. Willie was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail, awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. And 29-year-old Monica Pettit of Creston was arrested Saturday afternoon at the Union County Jail on a Union County warrant for credit card fraud. She was subsequently released on $2,000 bond. Last Friday afternoon, two people were arrested on fifth-degree theft charges at the Walmart in Creston, 51-year-old David Lynn McMullen of Creston and 53-year-old Lori Cooper Lee of Bridgewater were later released on a promise to appear before the magistrate at a later date. In other news, a Northwest Iowa firm is prospering by creating concrete security barriers for government buildings and other projects. The Sioux City Journal reports Peterson Manufacturing custom-made concrete planters and benches helped keep office buildings and theme parks nationwide safe. The company began nearly 101 years ago when founder L.T. Peterson invented an automatic livestock watering appliance that was popular with farmers and feedlots. During the farm crisis of the 1980s, the company developed more picnic tables, benches, and planters. Those products helped make the company a preferred supplier of concrete security products following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Sales manager Paul Schumacher says the company has developed ways to make the concrete barriers more attractive. And in recent years, there has been renewed interest in the company's livestock waterers. Police say University of Iowa Residence Hall was evacuated the night before classes began after an unknown chemical was reported and a student was found unresponsive. The 500-person capacity Slater Hall was evacuated for about 4 hours last night. Students were allowed to return at around 11:30 p.m. after police said there were no toxics or explosive dangers. Police did not identify the chemical, however. Police spokesman Chuck Green said a male student was transported to an area hospital after he was found in a third-floor lounge. An update on his condition is currently not available, but Green says no one was injured by the chemical. It's unclear what was wrong with the student. Green said the residence hall was evacuated as a safety precaution. Iowa authorities have charged a 49-year-old man with first-degree murder in the death of a man whose body was found near a recreational trail. Clive Police Chief Michael Venema says officers arrested Stephen Jonas late Sunday. Jonas is charged in the death of 21-year-old Zachary Michael Paulson. Volunteers cleaning the Greenbelt Trail found Paulson's body lying against a fence on the property of a business owned by his family. An autopsy will be performed today to determine the cause of death. Venema didn't disclose evidence for arresting Jonas, who was being held in the Polk County Jail on a $500,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, from across the state this morning here on KJAN, authorities say a 63-year-old man has died while boating at Lake Red Rock in southern Iowa. The Marion County Sheriff's Office says emergency personnel were sent to White Breast Bay at the lake around 3 p.m. Sunday. They met other boaters who had stopped to help the man and his wife. The sheriff's office says Michael Nicholson likely had a heart attack that caused him to capsize the boat. His wife held onto his body until the other boaters arrived. Nicholson of Bondurant was pronounced dead at the scene. And an Iowa judge has increased a Marshalltown man's bond to $1 million after he was charged with killing his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter. The Marshalltown Times-Republican reports the new bond amount for Brandon Collins was set Saturday. One day earlier, he was charged with first-degree murder and child endangerment. Authorities say Collins was watching Jocelyn Starn and two other children when Jocelyn was injured last Wednesday. Police say Collins grabbed Jocelyn by her arm and threw her to the floor. Polk County officials say Jocelyn died Friday as a result of head injuries. Collins is also facing charges of marijuana possession and drug paraphernalia. In the funeral announcements, James Sheeler, age 85, who's formerly of Adair County, died Tuesday in Sedalia, Missouri. Military graveside services for James Sheeler will be today at 1 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery in rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Norma Blatt, age 88, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Norma Blatt will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Luana Beidelman, age 97, of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Luana Beidelman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Thomas Albert O'Brien, Jr., age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Des Moines, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial service for Thomas O'Brien, Jr. will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lowell Opperly, age 90, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Lowell Opperly will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Lois Marie White, age 94, of Iowa City, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Lois White will be held on Saturday in the Atlantic Cemetery. The time of that service is pending. Lansing Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Iowa City is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.